This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The Infected.
Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to The Infected. You found us amongst countless other podcasts online. That means you're probably a lover of music with a dark lining, and you have found your home for the next hour or so. Your friendly hosts, Jeroen and myself, will take you on a scavenger hunt where we unearth recent finds and some forgotten classics. Let's kick off with some reverb-drenched awesomeness. This is the KVB with their track Pictures of Matchstick Men.
Cover me!
To the sky.
pictures of Matchstick Men.
Right. I love the track. It's a very special track for me, actually, as I used this for my first steps of learning to play the guitar a long, long time ago. I remember being very proud that I could reproduce an actual song somewhat on one string on my guitar.
Learning to play the guitar is... You have to have some patience, some dedication. You start off with one string. But what,
oh man, yeah.
This is a cover me, right? Where's this cover from, man?
Yes. So the cover is... this is actually a 55-year-old song, Pictures of Matchstick Men. The 2023 version of the KVB is based on the original version, which is by The Status Quo, as they were still called in 1968. Do you know Status Quo at all?
They had hits in the 80s, also Status Quo, right?
Right. There's a band, they are the most successful band in the UK ever, Status Quo. Mm. They've had more hit singles than any other band. The Status Quo started in 1962, and in 1968 they released Pictures of Matchstick Men. Back then they were a psychedelic band, wearing silk scarves and shirts. But they really got famous in the 70s, also in our country, in the Netherlands, with their harder boogie rock sound. And then they were wearing leather and denim, and they were writing quite a different type of music. But this is from their hippie phase, let's put it that way, Pictures of Matchstick Men. Yeah. It's almost unrecognizable in this version. And this is a super fresh track that was released just this month by the KVB, who are a duo from Manchester. They've been music loving for quite some time and releasing records for quite some time. They released their first album in 2012. And they've been quite productive since then, as they have 11 albums available on the streaming services.
Damn, what is it with Manchester? There's kind of a...
I don't know, man.
Bigger force.
Something in the water. Don't know. Anyway, this track was released as the single from their most recent album called Artifacts. Reimaginings from the original psychedelic era.
Great. Yeah, I've heard of KVB before quite some time ago, but I never heard this one.
I like this version. It's really a sort of reverb-soaked shoegaze with a minimalist electric production.
Exactly.
It's quite a unique sound.
They also have like more up-tempo synth wave stuff, but the thing that they always have is a big reverb effect, I think.
Yeah, anyway. Of course, I wanted to look up what KVB means, and I found out easily enough, because in pretty much every interview they do, they have this question, what does the KVB mean? And then it's the painful answer is that it's basically a gamer tag that the guy had way before they started making music, and then they started making music and he thought, oh, we don't have a name yet, I'll put this here. And they kept it, so it has no meaning at all, but it is actually also... a couple of other things, among which the public transport system in Köln.
Oh.
So people in Germany were particularly wondering why somebody would choose this name. And a couple of other things around the world, like an insurance company is also called KVB. So the name has been a bit of a burden for them. It actually means nothing, but a cause for a lot of confusion amongst their listeners. But they're really a great band. They've produced some nice materials, and I do recommend checking them out on Spotify or whatever your service of choice.
Great find.
Right? I liked it.
Yeah, me too. Going back for some classics, because we play new stuff, but some classics as well sometimes, the band The Church. We've covered them before. This time I selected a track from their earlier work, long before their most popular album, Starfish, was released in 1988. This track is from 1982. It's called When You Were Mine. I really like the energy and unpolished character of this song. Let's listen to it and talk a little bit afterwards.
All right.
time to go. You are sure across the point. I look through my hands and you drew me the line. When you were mine, when you were mine, when you were mine, when you were mine. On a world like this, 100 turns left to go. Deep in a room which I've never seen, I sat in Stockholm waiting for time. When you were mine, when you were mine, when you were mine, when you were mine.
20 hours between now and then, cross paper notes of unpainted men. And they drown, and they fall, and they live once again.
By the Church. I dig this, man.
It's quite something. I really like that guitar work and the solo stuff that's going on, the cleanliness or something. I don't know. It's like Starfish. I used to own that album, and Hey Day, it's when they peaked, right?
Mm.
But this is, yeah, I like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just found it out.
It took them about half the track to really suck me into it, but... especially the last instrumental part, like the last 1.5 minutes, they break it down. You hear some bells in the background, and then they build it back up, and it really sort of builds in a very nice way. Yeah,
I'm glad you like it, man. So Under the Milky Way tonight is probably their most well-known track. It has 75 million plays on Spotify, may have something to do.
Oh, wow.
That track was also featured in the Kick-Ass movie, by the way. Donnie Darko from, I believe, 2004.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is one of their lesser-known tracks, I guess, but they made 26 studio albums.
26?
26.
Wow.
What the fuck? Few bands have entered their fifth decade of making music with all the creative energy that requires. 26. I probably know like three or four, but I have some catching up to do, I guess, my friend.
Yeah? I'm impressed. I had no idea they got this far.
Me neither, but this is stuff you find out when you do some research before recording a podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
I like their well-known work. I didn't really check their older stuff, but this is a reason to start doing that.
Dude, me neither. Again, the fun thing about Spotify, if you have certain playlists, you get some recommendations, and it was in there. I don't know this one. Click. Played it loudly across my new stereo system here, my new speakers, and wow. Yeah, I was sold. So, yeah. Glad you like it.
Sold, right?
Sold. Exactly.
75 million listens to...
Yeah, just for that track, Under the Milky Way Tonight.
Right.
Still give me goosebumps, by the way, but we've already covered that song.
Yeah. On the total other end of the spectrum, I present to you Illusionaut, a band you've never heard of.
Nope.
Of course, I couldn't be 100% sure, but I'm saying this because they have 219 monthly listeners on Spotify. Let's listen to Think It Over by Illusionaut.
Thank you.
Jeroen, shed some light on this. I really like this. It kind of reminded me about Stone Roses. You get some loud sections, some slower sections, some quieter sections. I also like their artwork. I'm jumping all over the place, but I'm looking up their artwork. But there's a skeleton in there, but it's not metal. It's not wave. You can't label it, maybe, but it's nice.
It's like one part wave, one part shoegaze, one part alternative rock. I mean, yeah, but they have their own atmosphere, and I like the dreamy vocals.
Yeah.
It's also quite recent. Actually, the band is only a couple of years together in several forms. Obviously, having started in 2018 when they released their first album, it's already a miracle that they're still around, because basically right after that, almost, they got hit by COVID just like everybody else, which especially for starting bands, it's kind of hard to build a following when everybody's sitting at home.
So like what we did, Jeroen, we started a podcast.
Right.
And we got a following.
We did.
We started off, seriously, people, when you're listening, we started off in Dutch. We got only friends listening to it, and we were able to get it on Spotify. Yeah. But now we're in our fourth season, and we're doing okay.
Yeah, we're really happy. Right? So we survived the COVID period by doing a podcast.
Yeah, but if you have a band in that time, come on. Yeah, it's difficult.
They did survive it. Basically, they used the COVID period to write new tracks, and then they resurfaced with a couple of new members on guitar and bass. And the track you heard is from their latest album, which is called The New Body Electric. And it is actually mastered by longtime Pink Floyd engineer Andy Jackson.
Oh?
So that's why the sound is actually pretty good, I guess. But still.
How can we match this with 219 listeners monthly?
It's worse, man. It's worse, man. Not only 219 monthly listeners, I also include a link to the video clip on our website. And that video clip for this track on YouTube right now has 51 plays.
What the fuck?
51.
Seriously?
So it's a crime. This band really deserves a wider audience. Yeah. So listen, if everybody that listens to this show plays one of their songs, we'll already have doubled their audience easily. So let's do it, dear listeners. Let's lift this band's spirits. And let's all play some Illusionaut this month. I want to make these guys happy. You know, help us out. Help a starting band out and check out their stuff, because it's really good.
It's quite surprising how these things work sometimes. So much talent. No.
They got no love from the algorithm, so they need some love from us.
I'm going to put them in all the playlists that I have. Maybe it helps the algorithm. But
right.
I hope our listeners loved it too, because I really dig it. Let's move on to our next track. It's Deine Lakaien, which is loosely translated to Your Lackeys, or Your Footmen. The track is called Mind Machine.
Passing by, fading.
Dana Lakayan, Mind Machine. It's a bit different than what we tend to play here. Have you heard this one before? If you're familiar with the band, at least. It's just two guys, by the way.
I heard of Dana Lakayan. I didn't hear this particular track, and I think this is probably one of the most intelligent tracks that we've played on this show. I really, really dig it. Yeah.
Intelligent?
Yeah, because... So it's called Mind Machine, yeah. So mm-hmm. on one side it's very human, and on the other side it's mechanical. And you hear this, the vocals and some of the harmonies are medieval vocal harmonies, like very early, you know, music, the way that music was developing back when people first started doing music outside of churches. And at the same time, you hear some classical stuff like a Bach-like organ. In the middle of it, so it's very spiritual that way. But when you hear the effects which are added over the vocals, they're very mechanical. If you look at the instrumentarium that they use, it's mostly electronic. So they're really blending the typically human, medieval, and technological elements in this track, which is called Mind Machine. I think it's very intelligent, and it's also beautifully produced. So yeah,
well,
great stuff.
That's a very well summarized take on this track, because I have something to tell you that you maybe may already know or may not know, because one of the two guys is classically schooled.
Aha.
He was the frontman of a classical, what did you say, band or orchestra? Orchestra is the right word. And he put an ad in the newspaper to find an experimental singer to join him in discovering new music styles.
Ah.
And that's basically how these two guys met. They're called Ernst Horn and Alexander Velyanov. Also, he was classically trained composer, but also a theater pianist and bandmaster. The first time I heard this track was on our Dutch public radio in 1993. Do you know VPRO, Jeroen? Public, like, yeah?
Yeah.
It's amazing if you think back.
NPR, but the Dutch version of it.
Yes, yes, there you go. So I was born in 1979. I was at that time 14 years old. I had a tape recorder with a radio. Tuned the radio just right, had my fingers on the play and record button to record something on cassette, because we didn't have internet in those days, obviously.
And every track would start with a sort of snap sound.
Exactly. You had some DJ wambling around, and then the track started.
Yeah.
And I was just right on time, but there was Friday night and Saturday night. My parents were sleeping, everybody was sleeping, and I was staying up listening to the music really softly and hearing new things and pressing record. And the next day I heard my tape back, and wow. This was on there, together with FX Twin.
Wow.
Because it was obscure back then, still now even, but it was just played on public radio. And also I heard Dine and Lakayan. It was in 1993 when I heard it, and never forgot about it. I discovered it, man, I haven't thought about it for 30 years more, and then I heard it, I don't know where. I think, okay, now I got it. So I downloaded it, I put it on Spotify. really hits an emotional nerve with me. So yeah, that's the story.
Yeah.
They founded it in 1985. Bit of background, and we can move on. They've been leading figures in the international electronic avant-garde and darkwave scene. They've been doing other genres as well. But after 35 years, they're still active.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful because it's intelligent and emotional at the same time, right? And lots of bands do either one really well. But the ones that can balance the two, they deserve a special place.
Yeah. Nothing to add there.
Are we moving on to the Insta Outcast for this week?
It's been a while.
Yeah, this is a band called Fixions, which we're going to play and prepare for quite a ride. This is this episode's Insta Outcast by Fixions, a synthwave / dark synth / cyberpunk crossover band. And this is super fresh. The EP with this track was released just this month. I'll have to give you some background because you'll be glad to hear, Goof, that there is no singing on the track. So,
if they're singing, it's fine with me. I just don't listen to the lyrics, but continue.
So, since there's no lyrics, I'll tell you what it's about. It's a good story. It's about the Malamatiya, which is a Muslim mystic group which was active in the 9th century in Greater Khorasan. This is in Persia, currently the area near the Iran-Afghanistan border. So the Malamatiya were not precisely a light-hearted bunch. At the root of their name is the Arabic word malama, which means blame. The Malamatiya believed in the value of blaming oneself. They thought that serving God should be a private matter, and that being held in good esteem by other men was useless, because it would only lead to worldly attachment. The Malamatiya concealed their knowledge and made sure all their faults would be known to everyone to remind them of their own imperfection before God. So this is quite a trip. Malamatiya, an epic track of precisely 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Enjoy the ride. La Mattia by Fictions. What did you think, Gav?
11 minutes and something. Never gets dull. This is something I like to play really loud in my car. And it also kind of feels like a soundtrack to a video game, but tell me more.
Funny you should say that, because actually Fictions is a band that have been around since 2012, and they've released several albums and EPs, but also, now that you mention it, a soundtrack to the dark and ultra-violent video game called Mother Russia Bleeds.
I'm looking it up right now on Google. Have you played it?
I have never seen it, no. But apparently, well, it's ultra-violent, so it's... I guess fitting. So yeah, 11 minutes and 11 seconds. This is a very, very long track, but they sure know how to keep it busy and how to get your attention and keep your attention, I have to say. I lost count of the number of arpeggios that were used in creating this track, but it goes up, down, all around, everywhere. It takes you places, and it's something that I can really appreciate as a tool to really zone out and get out of my head. Because it just demands your attention if you play it at a reasonable volume. So something to disappear into, really.
Yeah, it will definitely keep your attention. I'm just looking it up right now, the game. Mother Russia Bleeds. It looks like a 16-bit Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo kind of game. It looks like a bar brawler kind of game.
Oh, right.
But with a kick-ass soundtrack, obviously. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, so they are inspired by science fiction and cyberpunk from the 80s and 90s, as they say. So that's maybe the 16-bit element that you see in there as well. But I hear many influences in the track. Anything from black metal to dark wave and back somehow seems to fit into all of this. So yeah, Fictions.
This is going straight into my Shit I Like playlist on Spotify, where I tend to put in tracks that sometimes they go on repeat for an entire week or a month. Sometimes I listen to it twice and I kick it out again. I love this.
So
great stuff.
All of the tracks, as you know, are also going into the Infected Selected soundtrack playlist that we have on Spotify, where if you want to revisit the tracks that we played before, you can find them all in one playlist. Or if you want to add some of these to your own playlist, you can easily find everything we've played in this playlist called The Infected Selected, which you can find on Spotify. So that's for your listening pleasure, because if you start looking for Ghost playlist, he may already have kicked it out again.
yeah, let's just stick it to our playlist and our website, by the way, theinfected.nl. We are on Instagram at theinfectednl. Yeah, a bit of promotion.
Yep.
So right now, we've covered quite some songs all over the place, just the way we like it, right? I've prepared something for you all, and also for you, Jeroen, to kick us off into the night. It's a blend of two tracks by the series of Twin Peaks, made by David Lynch. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
1990. Not all our listeners are familiar with it, probably. If you're not familiar with it, check it out. It's slow-paced. It's from 1990. There are two seasons. The third season came out in 2014. It's really mysterious and dark and whodunit, murder mystery kind of feel. But also the soundtrack is amazing. It's by Angelo Badalamenti, mostly, together with David Lynch. So the track I selected to wave us off is Blue Frank. And the funny thing is, it's from not the series, but the movie prequel that's called Fire Walk With Me, that was released in 1991. It was a big thing. So people stayed up on Sunday night to watch Twin Peaks. What's going to happen next? Who is the murderer of Laura Palmer? There was not that much closure. So they made a prequel movie, and this movie revolves around the investigation into the murder of Theresa Banks and also the last 7 days in the life of Laura Palmer.
And then, of course, this movie, again, gives no additional closure at all.
No, that's true. It's basically a work of art that you have to interpret for yourself. So you're not going to be from the beginning to the end and you can go to sleep. No, you keep revolving it in your head, just like Mulholland Drive and Lost Highway and all the other stuff they did. I love it to be challenged a bit. Anyway, this track was never released on soundtrack from the series nor from the Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. So a couple years ago, I finally found it, because there's a scene with a smoky bar in the end of Fire Walk with Me. And there's a band playing with a lot of like cigarette butts on the floor and mood. And finally I found it. It was released in 2007 all of a sudden. And it's also on Spotify, really. So I made an edit. There are two tracks in that scene from that bar, from Fire Walk With Me. You can't find them separately, so I blended it in with a nice quote. So here we go. And dear listeners, thank you again for joining in. It's been a pleasure. We'll see each other next time. Jeroen, right?
Definitely. We're not going anywhere. We love doing this.
Let's float into the night.
One chance out between two worlds. Fire. Walk.